The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Man, that was turned up
loud. Yeah, well, you know, it's the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has their own little volumes.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. It's Monday, the 21st. It's Thanksgiving week.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the Monday, the 21st of November.
Kids are out of school this week.
7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I've got Nathan there. Nathan, the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Good. Did you have a nice weekend?
Oh, it was really good.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it. Is there a special day out there?
Do you like gingerbread men?
Oh, well, it's so typical. Men. I've never made one, and I've always admired those people who can make a gingerbread house, a gingerbread man.
I like this little one. There.
Woman, so, it, they whatever. Were, I don't know what you want to call it.
Little kid picked these. It up, and he bit off the arm. All of a sudden, the little ginger man's going,
I wonder if you're going to call
arm,
it.
My arm, you're eating my arm.
I wonder if it's going to be called Ginger They.
Ginger They.
Oh, wow.
Ginger Man. They. Oh, no, not allowed to say Ginger Man.
Ginger
They. All right, so, okay. You know, I like Ginger Man. I'm going to stay with Ginger Man until the day I get planted in the earth. Ginger Man.
What's the weather look like, Linda?
68 degrees will be the high of our temperatures today. Looks like we will have overnight lows of 39. Wow. Okay, so let's see what
temperature?
We've got
here. I've got a 30-degree temperature out there right
all
now.
Right,
is that
probably
right?
Something around there right now. But tomorrow's going to be around 66, overnight lows of 44, partly cloudy. Wednesday, 72, with our overnight lows of 45. Thursday looks like a nice, beautiful day on Thanksgiving, 73, 43 at night. Friday, 67, and Saturday, 65. It looks, in the forecast, we, only have, probably Wednesday where we've got 11, miles per hour, winds. But it looks like it's partly cloudy or sunny and no rain ahead of us. Beautiful week.
What's Thanksgiving look like?
Thanksgiving, it looks like it's sunny with a high of 73, overnight lows of 43.
Okay.
That's nice enough to be outside. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson, the Kenny family, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them always a call where our customers are warm friends. That's our slogan, 365-3793. Now, Carl, let's talk about a little bit before we begin with our guest that we went Saturday night. We had our neighbors come and join us and a couple other good friends as well. And we all met at the mouth of the bridge at 6 o'clock. And we walked across the bridge and went in and saw the Garden of Lights. It was the most beautiful night. It was electric. It was not windy. It was magical. And I must say to all of our listeners that this is the best year ever. You know how you kick something off and you tweak it a little bit? Third year magic. I mean, not that it ever wasn't magic, but they have more areas to take little lovebird pictures or family pictures. They have more areas to stop and do fire pit and have a cocktail or a hot, you know, chocolate. They have three or four different stops you can go in.
There was more room, it seemed like.
Yeah. It felt like the aisles were wider. There was more magic up in the air with the butterflies in the trees. And, you know, we went with a couple people who are super designers, and they noticed all the little intricate changes as well.
Music was good. The like you said, the now if you have tickets already, and as you're walking in there, no matter what it says, go to the pop up tents when you come off the bridge. Show them your ticket, and don't get confused, and just go there, and just because they're the ones that take your tickets and stamp your hands.
Right.
And it says pre-sold tickets here. Now it could just say all tickets here, mm-hmm. and, which is what it should say. And then so because if you're holding your tickets in your hand, go, well, I've already got mine. I don't need to pick them up. Nope, you got to go back in there. So just go to the pop-ups. There's like six stations. There's no line. And even though the parking lots were full, it wasn't crowded, no. I think, because it was, people were moving through, yeah. It was wider, there were more places for people to stop. There were like four different places that had fire pits.
Oh, and they had the most wonderful presentation for the reindeer. I learned a lot. And somebody's out there with the live reindeer and the horns that the reindeer has shed. And I think we learned a
couple. They're antlers.
Well, yeah. Would you call them? What did I call them?
You called them horns.
Okay.
Now, goats have horns.
All right.
Antlers are shed, goats, and horns stay on their head year-round.
All right. Okay. There antlers. Yeah. And how cool. It was just fascinating. So really, really good. Now, the reason I'm doing all this build-up is because it is true, first of all. But second of all, don't be intimidated when we do this, because we got a box in the front saying, please, we're going to give tickets away, but bring an unwrapped toy. That could be a puzzle. It could be something just easy peasy, but we'd like to see our box filled for Toys for Tots. And we, right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give away two tickets. I'll be giving two tickets later away in the show, and this is for the Garden of Light. Now, the magic about these tickets is they are good any night until January 8th. They're special tickets that they give to the media. And also on these tickets, you get $10 off on a new Turtle Bay annual membership. So give us a call at 605-4567. And like, again, we've got these tickets that are good all the way to January 8th. And we hope that, the caller will bring in a present.
Unwrapped toy.
Unwrapped toy.
You know, anywhere.
It doesn't matter what the amount is. It can be from the, you know, it doesn't matter.
It's got to be new.
Yeah.
A new unwrapped toy.
All right.
Okay. Hey, by the way, veterans get discounts when you go in there and buy them, too. So, and if you're a Turtle Bay member, you get $5 off every ticket. Now, we had with us
Todd.
We have with us Todd Jones.
Mr. Todd Jones.
Good morning.
Former Marine.
Hoorah.
No, you don't get to say hoorah.
All right.
You know why?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, so Todd.
Where's Wadley? Jim Wadley's going to maybe show up.
Jim
today.
Wadley should be here in a few minutes.
All right.
Okay. He lives down in Cottonwood, so it takes him a little longer to
course.
Get here.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
So what is the topic that you would like to cover today for our listeners?
So two things, really. I think the first half, we can kind of be a little bit more open, and then second half, when Jim gets here, of course, we're going to talk about Reading Regional Airport. I think, gosh, I always have a lot I can share about what's going on in the economy. It's been a wild few years. We're continuing to see things close escrow at Stillwater, which is great, and hopefully see some more construction next spring. You know, our workforce is really, I think, the biggest thing right now that's a real pain point for a lot of folks, and a lot of us are trying to figure out what the solution is. Our workforce participation rate's pretty low. It's about average for the state, but it's pretty low right now, and that's really a key number for, you know, how many able-bodied people are working in our community right now.
Well, let's take an early break here and get into that, but I'm kind of wondering, because there's lots of jobs out there. In your opinion, when we get back, that's the hook. In your opinion, why do you think that is when we get back? Hey, this whole weekend was an eventful one. Had a number of things going on. The Odina the Wonder Horse got unbandaged. And
yay.
So she has nothing, no bandages, nothing on her. And she is getting well. So the other best thing, though, is after you go out and you walk around the festival lights and all that, is that evening is to fall into your sleep number bed.
Mm, yes.
You know, our sleep number bed that we've had for, gosh, going on a decade here, has given us the ability to get a great night's sleep.
And get up in the morning and do a show.
Do a show. Be here, be perky. It's a proven fact that you get more restful sleep in a sleep number bed. You can adjust it any way you want. Linda's sleep number setting was 30 last night. My sleep number setting was 75. Two separate, firmness, on firmness for your mattress, but we both slept great. So why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. Save 50% off the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus special financing. Ends today only at our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Don't be afraid of the construction going on. Just go in there, see Philip, see any of the pros in there, lay on all the beds, and, you know, you'll be surprised kind of difference it is.
I like to move my sleep number setting around, and last night I had it at 25.
Oh, is it 25 last
yeah.
night? Yeah. Okay. Now, the special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Castabeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Castabeam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call Castabeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or a certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Monday, 21st. It's Turkey Week. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all of these different categories. Heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical safety, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacement. This is just another reason why Shasta Regional Medical Center is the place. If you've got an emergency or you need care, you need an operation, you go to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're with Todd Jones of, he's the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation here in, Reading. And we're talking about workforce. Okay. What about the workforce? Why do we have, with all these jobs out there, why don't we have like 80% job placement?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors at play with the workforce. It's a very strange time right now. But the first thing, the most important thing I think is that here in Shasta County, and really we're seeing this all over the country, our workforce is smaller than it was in 2008. So in 2008, we had about 84,000 roughly people in our workforce. Our population has slowly increased over the years, but now our workforce is down below. It's about 75,000 people in Shasta County in the workforce. So just over 10,000 fewer people in the workforce than we had at the peak before the recession in 2008. And we're seeing that all over the place. So people are leaving the workforce, whether it's early retirement, people are taking care of elderly and aging parents, or they're taking care of kids or something like that. There's a lot of different reasons. I think the aging population is a big one, but we're not seeing those people in, companies over the last few years. A lot of them did well. A lot of them got a lot of cash from the government and other places besides having pretty good years. Individuals got cash. People are spending a lot of money right now. And I think they, they're trying to keep up with what that demand was, which I think is slowing a little bit right now. But the need for people is still, higher than it's been in a long time.
Well, you see, it seems like the tech companies, the big tech, have taken it in the chin here over the last, 4 or 5 months. You see a lot of these big tech companies.
Yeah.
And then you see the Bitcoin Ponzi scheme that just fell apart. And with this guy, Freed, he's got like three names.
Yeah.
Courtney Freed or something like that. Pulled 300, was it million or billion out of it?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
It was something. He pulled
like
300
couple hundred million just missing.
He just pulled for himself. And but Facebook laying off people.
Twitter
laying off people. Well, he said that it was, but a lot of this is because they were making so much money, they had a lot of people there that weren't doing anything or weren't working their full potential.
And I think there's a big demand, especially for these tech companies. Then if you look at a company like Amazon, which is a different case, it's tech plus a lot of other stuff. These guys just tried to expand so much over the last few years through the demand for people staying at home, stuck at home, online shopping on Facebook and Instagram. And now I think it's starting to level off, and they need.
Was Amazon starting to lay off people?
Oh yeah, big time. Amazon in the last couple of months, they've laid off like 1% of their workforce, which is something like 100,000. They have so many people.
Yeah,
I don't have that number exactly correct, but it's tens of thousands of people are being laid off from Amazon from all different sectors, distribution, warehousing, all the way up to Amazon Web Services, which is hosts almost all the websites that are in the country. It's either Google or Amazon Web Services or Microsoft. Those are the big three players.
Well, it's so the economy is, it slows down, which is what you want to do if you want to get inflation down. On the other hand, at the same time, the prices aren't going down, except for homes. Well, except Linda just saw. How much was gas? No, Sue said it on their show today.
Oh.
At the place you get gas?
Yeah.
$3.99.
Oh.
Wow. Down there on...
well, we have two on 273.
Yeah, but that's
where
the one.
Next to Sweeties and then one across, kind of across the way there. Those are usually about 5 cents cheaper than the one over on Pine.
They're $3.99 today.
That's like, yay! Wow.
Well, I saw one of the Valero stations that was down to, to the Pine Street stations. Cost. So when I saw that last night, I figured, whoa, I wonder how deep they're going. Well, $3.99.
That's good.
It's No, it's not good. It should be lower. We know that. A dollar of that comes in taxes from our state here. Okay, so workforce. Okay, well, how do we then, if companies are not going to come in here unless they look around and say, I need 200 workers. That's not too much, is it? Or would you say, okay, I need 100?
200 is a lot, but okay, I think so we're not an anomaly, you know, so that is a big question. Back when I first started doing this at the EDC about 7 years ago, and prior to that, it was all about cost. Cost was the big thing. So how cheap is the dirt? How cheap is the your utilities? How quickly can I build? That's still really important stuff, but now they want to know, how many people can I find, and how are you going to help me find those people, which I think is the more important thing, because like I said, we're not on an island. A lot of people around the country are facing this issue, and we have a very compelling story on how we're going to solve that issue. We're a regional hub. People come from different counties into the Reading area every day for work, and we have a lot of great organizations like the Smart Workforce Center, Shasta College, the Chamber, Shasta Village Exchange, EDD. We're all working together, so when I see opportunities coming in, I can go to them, and within a couple of hours, typically, sometimes a day or so, I'll be able to compile a list of resources, and we're going to hold businesses' hands to help them train and pay for that training for a workforce. And I think the way that we're able to tell that story makes us a little bit more competitive than other places, which, you know, we are a smaller MSA, but we're kind of all by ourselves up here, and MSA is Metropolitan Statistical Area, so we're able to, you know, pull in people, train people, and I think the big thing right now is retool or reskill or upskill people into different types of work, and I think that's going to make us competitive for those companies coming in.
I know that Shasta College has just got a number of people they're training in the workforce. I know that Simpson University has expanded greatly their training for different areas of the workforce, and you know, people might be surprised. We're talking engineering, IT, all of these things. Shasta College has a very strong vocation. I shouldn't call it vocational. It's what's another word for it? Professional. It's in training in things from horticulture,
welding,
getting your commercial driver's license, robotics is going on out there. So, and they're losing their people almost before they can give them certificates because they're being hired right off the seat of the bulldozer there. So what would you like to see, if you could start it tomorrow, Todd? What kind of training would you like to see?
Oh gosh, what kind of training? You know, I think for our area, and this kind of gets into another thing that I always like to talk about, you know, what types of industries are we going to be competitive in?
You're talking industries, aren't you?
I talk to businesses every single week, and there's a lot of themes that I've seen over the last 18 months to 2 years. And, you know, as much as I'd like to see like a Tesla manufacturer or something like that, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
They're not going to happen.
We're not going to get a battery manufacturer. We're probably not going to get a solar manufacturer. But what we can get are things like renewable energy. Those types of industries do well because you're incentivized to be in California, and we have the supply chain. So specifically things like biofuels, hydrogen manufacturing, taking biomass, so wood waste and non-merchantable wood, turning that into a higher product like sustainable aviation fuel. I'm talking to a lot of companies right now that want to take wood chips and turn it into jet fuel.
And I understand it, and I think that's great because it would have two things. It would put a whole bunch of people to work clearing out and thinning the forest, getting all of the brush out, and bringing it, you know, and putting it into a process that, you know, provides fuel.
Exactly. And
I mean, it would last forever.
It's carbon negative or carbon neutral. There's all these other environmental benefits, and wherever you're at on climate change, it doesn't really matter to me because we have the supply chain and we have the workforce, and we're seeing that workforce increase through Shasta College's program, the Heavy Equipment Logging Operator Program.
Yeah, and they're linked up with Sierra Pacific.
With SPI and Cal Fire. And the governor's office is very committed to helping solve this problem, as well as the federal administration. So there's a lot of money coming in to help these types of industries retool and skill up and get people into this workforce.
If you want to take them out of the coal mines, you got to find something else.
And it goes from getting the trees down and the brush down all the way through, you know, what's going to be end up being some type of refinery process potentially. It's, you know, cellulosic ethanol. It's, in my mind, it's basically the same as taking corn and turning it to ethanol. Turning wood chips into jet fuel is a similar process.
To me, it would be the only The only difference is you're going to be using scrap and thinned out lumber.
And it's going to help make our forest healthier.
It'll make the forest healthier. It's going to help the water table. But the other big thing is what using corn and ethanol was. It raised the price of corn tremendously.
Yeah, the corn lobby does not like this idea of using wood to turn it into fuel. It's a big, messy argument, and the environmentalists are involved, and it's a challenging thing. But at the end of the day, you know, the real logical environmentalists, they see this as a win, as well as, you know, conservatives and loggers across the board. They want to see this industry revived. And we've been fortunate to see our logging industry stay strong and get stronger over the last few years. This is kind of a missing piece because it's so expensive to treat an acre of the forest that you're not going to be pulling off logs right away from. You need to have a high-value product like jet fuel, which is kind of the premium, right, that can pay for that treatment and make a sustainable industry that's really helping solve a lot of problems.
Okay. We're here with Todd Jones from he's CEO of Economic Development Corporation. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, Jim Wadley is joining us. Also from the regional
Reading Regional Airport.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial.
All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, and seniors, and business owners such as us here at KCNR since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back.
With an open smile and with open doors, I will bid you welcome. What is mine is yours. With a glass raised to toast your health.
With a glass raised to toast your health.
And a promise to share the wealth.
Promise to share the wealth.
I will sail a friendly course.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
On Tuesday, December 6th, join cardiologist Dr. Mohammed Khan and Dr. Azeeb Khan for a lunch where you can learn about heart health. This event is hosted by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a free event and your opportunity to learn more about heart disease prevention. Lunch is provided at the Shasta Regional Medical Group in the Lassen Room at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, space is limited, so pre-register online right now at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'll lay down and die. I'll scream and I'll cry. He's all I
Good morning and welcome to our, gosh, it's Monday, our Monday edition here.
Turkey Week!
Of KCNR, 1460 and 96.5 FM. Did somebody let you off your leash?
Yeah. You know what?
All right.
This is what happens in the morning after you get out of the shower, and here comes your wife down the hallway with her hands out, and you know that they are just two blocks of ice.
Yes.
And she wants to come.
I did so bad.
And she wanted just to put her cold hands.
I wanted to see the steam come off your body with my cold hands.
And me screaming and running around the room. But I convinced her.
I
begged her.
I held back.
Don't do that.
Well, when you least expect it, that's when I'll do it.
Hey, our guests today are Todd Jones, CEO of the Economic Development Corporation. But Jim Wadley just joined us here. I got, you know, this, honey, you're surrounded by Marines today.
Yep.
And,
taking over.
Jim, of course, is the manager of the Reading Regional Airport. That's right. New name. So good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so what's going on out at the airport?
Well, I can tell you a lot.
Okay.
So we just recently went to council and got our airport strategic plan approved. And what that really does for us is it helps us kind of focus on certain things. And one of the things that's really highlighted in that plan is our critical infrastructure. So in order to keep what we have to maintain what we have as well as keep up with our demands. So we definitely do want to grow. We definitely want to diversify our revenue streams so that when there's an economic downturn that we stay resilient and we keep our services going and we keep people employed and things like that and keep our critical infrastructure up. And, you know, build a healthy reserve and be self-sufficient. That's the goal is to be financially self-sufficient. And so I can tell you that in the last few years, we've been operating well in the black and we're doing really good and we're really trying to focus on those capital projects. And, you know, for those that have flown through the terminal in recent weeks and months, you'll know that, you know, especially when there's overlapping flights, there's a lot of people in the terminal. And so that's a concern that we have. This terminal's pretty strained, and so are the
terminal's not big enough.
It's not big enough.
You know, I love it when you fly in, you kind of walk through, and you see Tom back there with your luggage, putting it on. Hey, Tom. Hey,
yeah.
Carl. And he's putting your luggage on. You know that. So are we gonna go to a bigger terminal?
Well, if our trends continue, because. You know, I want folks to understand that we could be about four times what we are today. We have that much leakage that is traveling every day to other airports.
Mm-hmm.
So we only catch about 27% of our catchment area. And, you know, so we can roughly be about four times. Now, even if we doubled what we had, which is a goal that I personally have,
mm-hmm.
we're looking at a lot of people, though. Last month we had over 10,000 people come through that terminal, 10,194.
My gosh, are you kidding?
That was the most this airport's ever had in one
10,000 people?
Mm-hmm.
What's
and that's
average?
Just in planements. I mean, it's roughly double when you talk about deplanements. But so our trajectory is just continuing.
Wait a minute.
People going, not coming back. So
right.
It's just people
that's
leaving.
That's just one of the statistics that we track.
So people leaving 10,000.
Yeah.
Which is a big number, but that doesn't count the ones that come back.
But and it's roughly the same number.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
So it's just 20,000 people cycled through that
mm-hmm.
airport.
Yeah, both come in both directions and then going back. So
yeah.
What's also interesting, we're still seeing Seattle to Redding to SFO, so that's Alaska to United, and LA to Redding to SFO and vice versa. So it's really kind of weird. I'm kind of pushing that we're a hub airport. But we also are working on a strategic plan and terminal assessment. This terminal assessment is going to help us identify what size terminal are we going to build. I mean, we have to remain agile, but we definitely want to put good money after the right project. So.
Well, it's got to be, I would think, it's got to be in the same location.
Yeah.
So you're just what would be like, you know, because you see all these big, I shouldn't say big, but you see all these a lot of these airports, they're building all the time out there, and they're like stretching it out.
And that's
so. Should I get the people mover franchise? So I'm moving them from one terminal to another.
Moving walkways, moving sidewalks.
So we're talking about a second terminal here.
We definitely are, and I think that we are going to stretch it because we can't work in a already space constrained terminal. So FAA is even pushing that we need to do it next to it.
What kind of impact when Avelo stopped to Las Vegas? Was that much of an impact?
Well, so they stopped next month, but they, you know, that's really a seasonal flight that I was really surprised that they did a year round. Mm-hmm. And so that'll always be something that they know the numbers, they know they're really good, and they can always come back. They're still growing, so they can't promise that they're not going to take that resource and just bring it to another, new destination. But that is something that we are, you know, always going to be there for them to.
What I understand is that they were using bigger airplanes. If they had a smaller aircraft, that might have been more cost effective.
They needed more of the 737-700s, which is about 150 seats, mm-hmm. and so they were running an 800, which is about 189. So yes, it definitely would have made a difference, and that's one thing that they did mention.
That's also a big plane. Our average size out of the airport is like 76 seats. That's more than double what we're used to. That's what I was thinking.
Why wouldn't they be flying like a 76-person flight? You could fill that thing up all the time.
Well, their niche is getting those large aircraft and then packing them in, ultra low cost. So that's why they're one of those higher yielding, you know, markets that they can count on all the time. So the leisure destinations are kind of tough. They're interested in doing that, but they are expanding, and so they're going to be targeting those aircraft at those airports.
Okay, I need to ask just before we run out of time, even though we've got time, but in case I forget. Denver.
Well, Denver is still, possible. It's definitely, they had a recent flood, and I don't know how yet the new terminal. There was a 2-inch high pressure water line that caused $50 million worth of damage and a 9-month delay. So that I'm sure is going to trickle over to impacting us as our regional flights. We're still waiting to talk to United. Mm-hmm. We have one coming up. That's one we're going to find out. But the pilot shortage is a real issue, and that is something that, you know, they can't promise that it's going to be available this summer. But it's probably, you know, next summer or even other airlines.
It's still on the boards, though.
It's still on the boards. Our grant and the money that we have in hand is good for 4 years. We can still extend the grant, but I really think that we need to hold out for that, because eastbound is going to be huge. Denver is going to be huge. This flood is kind of a wild card, and
I didn't even know that they had had that at the Denver airport.
I thought it was a rumor, but it's confirmed.
And that was their challenge a few years ago when we started talking to them, and they said, we don't have gate space. And now they don't have pilots and that United terminal. So United terminal, that is the one that got flooded.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's the United one that got flooded.
So
my gosh.
It's going to hurt. And But the pilot shortage probably wasn't going to, make it available anyway. It really is an issue. Some of the airlines are saying
they're paying military pilots. They're giving them $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 bonuses to stay in. That's where they are because they're giving big bonuses to military to stay in.
Well, that's one thing the United CEO said, that the military is not producing pilots like they used to, that and the COVID. But
isn't it amazing how if you have a really strong military, as guys age out or they've done their 10 years of flying, 7 years of flying, that they know, most of them know, that they can take that next step and get into the industry. And so, it's keeping them in the military. Well, now, because of the shortages we have in the military, these guys are doing these deployments back-to-back and all this. They're pulling out. So they're doing anything they can to keep them in, which then has an impact on the airline industry, because that's I would imagine, a major feeder.
Absolutely.
To them.
Yeah, it's huge.
And because what do you want? You want somebody with, four or five thousand hours of experience, or somebody with 1,000 hours of experience you get out of, out of flight schools. Yeah. So anyway, okay, that was a good answer.
Yeah,
I had no idea that they had flooded like that.
Yeah, and it's we just want to be able to keep up with that demand and keep our plans going forward. So the next thing is the terminal assessment study. So we're going to size the terminal, and then the other plan this touches is the master plan, and that is, you know, looking at our U.S. Forest Service neighbor, looking at all the businesses, because we have a lot of interest right now on the airport, which is a great thing. But we are even, you know, some economic stuff, you know, talking about hotels and some other outlets that would feed or complement the airport, that being on airport property. So, and that's part of that diversifying revenue stream and helping support some of those services that are used at airports. So I'm excited to get that going and, you know, working with, Todd and working with Steve Bade, Assistant City Manager with Economic Development. We're going to try to, really do some nice stuff there, but we also have to do some parking improvements. I mean, we're routinely pretty full and we have some overflow areas, but, I really want to get some of those things looked at. And if we're going to, you know, start talking about even more cars, then we got
to. You got areas out there. You just have to clear and cement.
We could, yeah. Or we could use those for higher revenue stream type of projects. You know, there's some things we could nearby. We could use for aeronautical stuff, but there's others that are non-aeronautical, and I've been eyeballing that for a few years. So, but we're going to take a good look at all of that and see, you know, how we're going to send this airport down the future.
Okay. We're here with Jim Wadley, who's the director out there at the Reading Regional Airport. Give me a break here.
Sorry.
I'm trying to get it out. Reading Regional Airport and Todd Jones, the CEO of Economic Development Corporation. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They're getting ready to launch their annual sale here. But they have a huge selection of jewelry, a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices already. So you can imagine what the sale is going to be like. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and super people down there, locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
The dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The tax is waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me, smile for me. Tell me that you're...
Castabeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Little ditties about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland.
And good morning and welcome to our morning edition here on KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster, Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Yeah, I know that they're doing construction as well in front of his area, so, and perhaps that is something that's been cleared up the last time I drove down there. But anyway, if you've got a chip or a crack, give him a call to fix your windshield, and that is, he's located on Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. We're here with Todd Jones, CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, and Jim Wadley of the Reading Regional Airport. Thank you. Which just got a new name because we're bigger. Now, we were talking about non-flying stuff, you know, businesses there.
You know, before we transitioned, before we transition, I just want to touch, you know, we talk about a lot of passengers through the terminal. Well, now those passengers are going to enjoy craft coffee from Theory Coffee Roasters.
Oh, wonderful.
They are open in the hold room, and, you know, we're getting a lot of requests to get some service into the lobby area, the public. So we're working on a turnstile kind of roundabout. It's one way kind of a thing that'll feed both sides.
Nice.
So that'll pass TSA stuff. But anyway, had to say that. That's a great enhancement.
Yes.
That smells great in there. Sounds great.
That's a concession, so they pay you to be there.
Yep.
10%. So that's not costing us anything.
Nope. 10%.
And it's not just coffee too. It's also fresh baked pastries.
Yeah,
that they
that's
bake
important.
Every single day, right down the street from here, with Eden Bakery, which is owned by Theory Coffee Roasters, and pastries, breakfast sandwiches. It's really good. I flew out last
another,
week.
By the way, another Marine.
Yeah, that's yes. right.
Yay.
Totally were taking
yeah.
over. You know, I heard an advertisement
Joe,
for
right?
another very,
yeah.
it's Sam.
Sam.
I heard a popular, there's a popular veterans, owned roasting company out there in the world right now, and they do a lot of advertisement. I won't mention their name because I think their coffee is awful. But, you know, I think about veteran owned coffee. I'm like, we got the best veteran owned coffee company and the best coffee roaster, I think, in the, on the West Coast right here in our backyard. So we're pretty lucky to have them.
It's delicious.
There's a number of coffee roasters around. I know a guy that does small batches. I mean, small batches.
There's a lot in town. We have a lot of great coffee roasters.
He does it at his house. And, his coffee is great, but it's, you know, small batches.
Only
small
a little
batches,
bit at a time.
Small batches. Okay, how do we want to finish up with we'll finish up with the airport and then move over to
Todd. I think it's kind of a combined thing. So Todd and I will go to air service development conferences. We'll go to airline headquarter meetings. And we don't always – when you get accepted into a headquarter meeting, that's a big deal. So we make every effort to try to get those headquarter meetings, and we get them. But anyway –
So what happens there?
Well – You know, go ahead, Todd.
No, yeah, I was just going to say this is kind of the tag team of, you know, having Jim and I on here is that, you know, part of the mission of the EDC is this air service development. So Jim, you know, he handles a lot of things at the airport. And then I get to kind of come along and go to these headquarters meetings or these conferences. And I'm basically the outside sales guy for our community. So I'm talking to the airlines about growth and where we're heading, all the stuff that they can't get numbers on. Because the airlines,
a great job.
They have the numbers. They know how many people are flying. They know where we're all going, even if we don't go out of Reading Regional Airport. And so I get to come alongside and kind of talk about where we're heading from a big picture perspective. And it's a lot of fun. So going to these meetings last week, we got the chance to go meet with Alaska Airlines up in Seattle. We're going to be meeting with another airline next week. And then we got a bunch more meetings in the pipeline in January, including a conference we're going to be at where there's going to be, I think, 15 different airlines there. So we get a lot of face-to-face and really sell them. Again, data and people flying out of our airport is the number one thing we need to grow. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, you know, they're hearing pitches from all over the place. So we got to kind of sell our community.
Yeah, but when you're talking about 10,000 people, you know, flowing outward from our airport, for a small airport like this. This must give them...
Oh, they're watching it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I was going to say. And then you take that next step in a couple of years and build another terminal.
Yep.
And then you said there's ancillary types of businesses that are aeronautical. You can go out there, too. Mm-hmm. What kind are those?
Well, so there's supportive services on the air side, but there's also some of those services like the car rentals and the concessions and things on the public side. So, having a hotel, having a car rental facility with a
car. There's no car rental facility out there.
There's three, but not a full-blown. So there's Hertz, Avis Budget.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
But they need they would like to have more space,
more cars, car wash facility. I mean, just to be able to keep the cars clean, because it's a lot of effort without a proper facility. So we're working with them to create something.
Okay.
And the other side for the EDC is that whatever kind of businesses can we get out there that are that's not like a hotel or not like a new air service. So, distribution warehousing. I mean, how big is the airport? Like 1,500 acres. So there's a lot of other property there that is on Airport Road that can be used for things like distribution and warehousing, manufacturing. There's a little bit more red tape to be out there, but a type of business that would benefit from being at the airport on airport property.
Don't you have, not UPS.
There's a FedEx. There's a FedEx terminal out there. Theoretically, expand someday in the future and other types of things like that. UPS.
Amazon.
Amazon Air. I mean, those are the kind of companies that we are talking to and, we'd love to see those opportunities. It's a long game. You talk to a lot of people, but there's a lot of benefit for those folks to obviously be there. And so we're trying to look at other ways that we can maximize our property. I mean, there's a property. This is a really funny example, but in Michigan, there's an airport out there. Their Costco, speaking of Costco, which is opening tomorrow, their Costco opened up on airport property in Traverse City, Michigan, and they get a percentage of the sales to their airport. They get a percentage of the revenue.
Incredible.
Yeah, they're making a lot. So there's all kinds of stuff you can do at airports to maximize the use of that land.
And I see that we're going to be doing a request for proposals here as soon as we can get to it for development on the airports, both airports, in fact, Benton Field as well. And so we're going to be looking to formalize some of those improvements because of the interest that we have now and, make those selections for the prime real estate.
Are you involved with Benton Air Park?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's airports manager.
Okay. So what is going on with that property at this time?
So the fixed base operator had closed its doors. He went out of business. And so we're going to be doing a request for proposals for that business as well. So we're in there right now cleaning up and we're getting things ready for the next vendor. We're identifying what we're going to be doing to prepare it. It's the first time that's ever come back to us. It's always kind of changed hands over the years.
Right.
So we're doing a lot of work to get that ready. And then once we make that selection, which I'll be using a panel of members from that airport and to help identify who's going to do the services.
So will it be like private charter?
They could. Mm-hmm. So I think, charter, flight instruction, aircraft maintenance, the cafe. I mean, everybody that's expressed interest is wanted to put that cafe back.
Yes.
So, we would support that. And, there's some things that we have to do to get that ready, but I'm excited to do that. And I know a lot of people have been asking, and it just seems like, time's been ticking away, but we're getting closer. If all goes well, I think probably February we'll have a new operator in there.
Oh, wow. That's great. All right. Wonderful information.
Yeah, because
when that one went down,
because that's where they fuel. You've got you've got the California Highway Patrol flying out of there. You've got a lot of the Cal Fire guys out of there.
Wildfire.
Can they fuel there?
So right now there's no fuel available.
Okay.
And so that's something we're trying to get some of the ones that are over at RDD to come over and do like a permit amendment so that they can do that.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today. Closing thoughts, Todd.
I'm so excited. I know there's a lot of economic uncertainty out there in the world, but I think we have a lot of competitiveness in our area, and I think that we're going to weather this, whatever this economic cycle brings us next in the next few years. I think we're all working together in the right direction. I think we're going to come out on top.
Yeah, I think this community is very resilient, and we've got a lot of great things that we should be grateful for. And a lot of stars are aligning for this community, we got great partners in our community like Todd that we can make things happen. And I'm just happy to be here and grateful.
Well, I tell you what, we'll make this a regular show.
We'd like to have I think our listeners want to know everything that's going on in those locations. Thank you for joining us. Have a safe and happy holiday with your families.
You too.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
And remember, November 10th.
We'll be back. We'll come back at seniors. Excuse me,
Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Yes, and ticket giveaways.
Okay, see you not. Shasta, ready.
The industry will be able to resolve the labor dispute before next month's deadline without the help of Congress. For the first time since the Apollo program 50 years ago, a NASA spacecraft has reached the moon. Earlier today, the Orion capsule with three test dummies aboard passed within 80 miles of the moon. It's a test run before humans are scheduled to take a similar flight in 2024. Shock and sorrow continue to grip residents in Colorado Springs after Saturday's mass shooting at a nightclub left five people dead and many more wounded. Speaking at ABC's Good Morning America, Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers said they are still investigating motive.
It has the trappings of a hate crime, but we're going to have to see what the investigation shows in terms of, you know, social media and things like that to make a clear determination exactly what the motive was.
A shooting suspect is in custody. China's southern city of Guangzhou is trying to tamp down a major COVID-19 outbreak.
The metropolis has suspended public transportation and is requiring residents to show a negative COVID test if they want to leave their homes. China is the only major country in the world still trying to curb virus transmissions through strict lockdown measures and mass testing. One district in Guangzhou has also suspended in-person classes for schools and sealed off universities until Friday. In Beijing, the capital has reported three COVID-19 deaths, the first ones in more than 6 months. I'm Donna Warder.
Adam, what are you thankful for? Great question, Nick. My new son, Henry, eating too much of mom's pumpkin pie. I'm grateful that Legacy Box has been able to help millions of people safeguard their important recorded moments. And with our Black Friday event that starts now, more families can enjoy digitizing their home movies and pictures with an insane 65% off. Legacy Box is the best gift for you or a family member. It's what Better Homes and Gardens calls the most sentimental gift to make this holiday season special, and what Reader's Digest called a genius product. That's because Legacy Box is simple and safe, and we digitize everything by hand. You'll get your originals back, plus digital copies that protect your treasured tapes, film reels, and photos from floods, mold, even the decay of time. So while the stuffing is in the oven, make sure to visit Legacy Box and shop our Black Friday event to take an unreal 65% off. With limited quantities ready to ship, this deal will go fast. Black Friday starts now at LegacyBox.com/LBox. That's LegacyBox.com to take 65% off. LegacyBox.com/LBox.
Hong Kong leader John Lee has tested positive for COVID-19 after meeting with other regional leaders at the APEC forum in Thailand.
A government statement says Lee tested negative throughout his four-day stay in Bangkok, but his test upon his arrival at Hong Kong's airport on Sunday night was positive. Lee is now in isolation and will work from home. Other officials at his office who went to Thailand with Lee all tested negative. Lee's aim at the Forum of Asia-Pacific Economies was to promote Hong Kong's image as a city reopened to the world after imposing severe COVID-19 restrictions for much of the pandemic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea's foreign minister is slamming the United Nations chief for condemning the North's recent intercontinental ballistic missile test. The official calls Antonio Guterres a puppet of the United States. The Dow is down 96 points. News and analysis at townhall.com. Democratic Representative Hakeem Jeffries has launched a bid to become the first black person to lead a major political party in Congress.
In a letter to colleagues, Jeffries gave a nod to the figures before him. Pelosi, the first female speaker in U.S. history, and her leadership team, encouraged his fellow House members to embrace a, quote, once-in-a-generation opportunity to unleash their full potential as a team. And he pledged to draw on the diverse Democratic caucus as it works to govern in a divided Congress and win back the majority after House Republicans seize control in the midterm elections. Along with Pelosi, the other top two House Democrats, Representative Steny Hoyer of Maryland, the majority leader, and Representative James Clyburn of South Carolina, Carolina, the whip, also announced their intentions to step down from the top spots. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Biden is minutes away from pardoning the National Thanksgiving Turkey in a ceremony at the White House, and later the First Lady will receive the official 2022 White House Christmas tree. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Hey, it's Monday, the 21st of November. It's Turkey Week. Thanksgiving coming Thursday, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm in there.
Good morning.
Loading spots as fast as he can since our clock went south. And which means nothing to you out there, except it's a computer thing. It means nothing to me either, except when they say the clock's off. And I
8:05 in the morning, currently 40. It's going to be 43 degrees. Good morning, 43 degrees. Today looks like we're going to have currently 43 degrees. It's going to be high of 68, overnight lows of 42. Tuesday calls for a high of 66, overnight lows of 46. And Wednesday, clear, some cloudy skies, 71. Thursday, Thanksgiving, 73, overnight lows of 44. Good weather ahead of us. Friday, 66 with our overnight lows of 44. Looks like Sunday and Monday, according to this forecast, looks like we may have some rain with a high of 60, overnight lows of 39. And Monday, 55, 35 with some rain as well. So the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they are located in Anderson with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, as promised, before we get to our guest, I have more tickets to give away because it's so important. Carl and I went on Saturday night, and it was really by far
the
third annual
Festival of Lights.
And they've tweaked it. They've enlarged it.
It was really good.
It is absolutely just exquisite. We are so fortunate and blessed to have this kind of world-class Garden of Lights here in Reading, and I am going to give away two tickets now that are good for any night up until it expires, which is January 8th. So they've elongated the dates, and it's wonderful to go. All we ask is that when you call in and you get your tickets, that you bring to our Toys for Tots box some kind of
An unwrapped new present.
Toy for
it doesn't have to be a $100 present.
And it could be a puzzle.
Books. It could be a stuffed toy. Something that some little kid will like.
So Nathan's taking your call right now, but let us know, Nathan, who calls so we can shout their name out. And those tickets will be at the front desk. You have to come and get them in the next couple of days if you're going to use them because we're not open for Thanksgiving. So.
Well, let's just say that on Thanksgiving, on Thursday and Friday, we are going to be doing encore presentations so we can get all of our people off. And probably during the weekend, you'll see a lot of that, too. Everybody will be back Monday for it. But Thanksgiving, Thursday and Friday, so that people can make some plans. So we'll just let you know. So you'll be hearing encore presentations. Okay.
The phones are ringing off the hook.
Yep.
So
now you've got other tickets too.
Yes,
I do. But separate those out through another break.
Yes.
Hey, we're here with Susan Wilson,
who is here
with her liberal thoughts. And, no, I'm just kidding. From Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. Where's your
probably more liberal than yours. We'll compromise on that.
Well, you know what? I'm a happy conservative. You know, I'm not an angry conservative. I'm not at all. Hey, where's your buddy?
My buddy
tested this morning for COVID.
Well,
positive for COVID.
Everybody's tested.
At 7 o'clock this morning. And I said, why did you even test? And she said, well, I didn't feel very good. Not sick, but she said.
You know what? We've all had COVID. We've all been exposed for 2.5 years. And now we've found, talking about conspiracy theories that we're going to talk about today. Uh-huh. The biggest conspiracy theory is when Fauci said, oh, get vaccinated. That'll protect you. No. No, it didn't. And that, and every year a new COVID blast comes through. You know, America is tired of COVID.
America's tired of COVID. And I'll give you that.
And they also, the amount of damage done by shutting down these schools and businesses going out of business because of something that people overreacted to. Now, that, if you want to talk about a conspiracy theory,
That's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, the conspiracy theory came from the government. This was a government conspiracy theory, in my opinion.
Conspiracy theories come from a whole lot of different places.
What is a conspiracy theory?
What is a conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that question at this point in time.
Well, if you're
what is a conspiracy theory? Carl, what is it to you?
A conspiracy theory is, to me, is a an event that it's hard to accept. The simplest answer, you know, Occam's razor or Occam's razor. The simplest answer is usually the right answer. Or I'm paraphrasing that.
Mm-hmm.
Things like 9/11, that two planes couldn't have taken down the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in reality, they could, and
right.
they did.
Mm-hmm.
That explosives. Because to me, a conspiracy theory is something that people feel like they're threatened in a way that 19 men, terrorists, did this. And how could just 19 people do this?
Right. I think conspiracy theories to me are when people take facts and just don't, and just rearrange them into something else. That's what I think. You know, so you could take the very example that you used.
Now, on the other hand, I mean, I don't believe in conspiracy theories. The only one I could probably buy into is the Kennedy assassination, because I'm not sure it was just one guy. Yeah. I mean, the other thing too is that the government is asking us to believe things, and then the government is so wrong on so many things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, they tell us things that works for them.
Well, I think that happens with everybody.
But this is the government. Yeah. They say things. So you have Kennedy, who was assassinated by one man, and yet you see a lot of other things out there that are hard to understand. Yes. Now, people are moving facts around because that's what they want. On the other hand, if I was going to buy into any conspiracy theory, it would be that one.
There's more than one, and
more than one person, and that Oswald was involved with it, though, mm-hmm. that he was involved with mm-hmm. it. But there were other people involved.
I lived in Nigeria when Kennedy was killed. It didn't quite have the impact. I mean, it did have a big impact. I was at a boarding school in Nigeria at the time, and I remember all the American kids were gathered together in this room and told that their president was dead, you know. And it was really an interesting experience.
Well, I was in a class in junior high.
Yeah.
And when they made the announcement. Mm-hmm. And it just, everybody was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because nobody ever remembered that we've had presidents assassinated mm-hmm. before.
So, Linda, we were talking about when people talk about conspiracies. What does conspiracy mean to you? When someone says, "Oh, that's a conspiracy,"
well, like some people will think that. Okay, I just dropped the name in my mind. Chemtrails are a conspiracy.
Okay.
And there's some people who absolutely believe it. Some people believe that, let's just talk about January 6th. Some of the things that the news people that is reported are conspiracies. Alien conspiracies. I mean, the list goes on about what's a conspiracy. I mean, you watch a lot of things that are, what's the name of this guy who, does these movie documentaries? And a lot of them are kind of conspiratorial, in their presentations. Mm. So, that's what it means to me.
Mm-hmm. The conspiracies are also real. The Lincoln assassination was a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Now, that was real, because a group of people got together. They planned on assassination of not only Lincoln, but Stuart, Johnson. They were going to take out the leadership of the White House on down. They got to Lincoln, they got to Stuart, they got to somebody else, and or Seward, I should say. But that was five or six people plotting to assassinate the president, and they did it. They hunted them all down. They found all of them. And they were all punished one way or the other. John Wilkes Booth was killed in a barn by a soldier. Right. Others that were caught were hung. So
yeah, I think conspiracies are just a fascinating thing, you know. And I think one of the things that we thought we might talk about this morning was just about what stories do we hear and why do we believe them or not believe them, you know.
True.
And how do some people get down this rabbit trail without getting the facts and so on? So that's why I brought this conspiratorial thinking little piece of paper.
Okay, we got to take a break, and we can start on this as soon as we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. It has a local board of directors. It has local people running Cornerstone Community Bank. They have four branches here. I have one down in Red Bluff. They have two right here in Redding, and the newest branch down in Anderson. They've been in the business 15 years, and for 15 years, they've been moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. For more information, visit them at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Pastor Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Well, good morning. We are here with Susan Wilson, and we are looking forward to this Monday.
Yeah.
And this whole Thanksgiving week. Go ahead. I've tickets to give away, too, so you want to tune in, listen, right after this.
This Live portion read. Of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer. For over 30 years, we're talking Doug Tooley, a better-known business here. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. Call the local number at 530-241-3474. Great service. He's got super deals to save you money. That's B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474, a better-known business right here in town.
Okay. We're very excited about the fact that Cascade, and we're going to give the tickets away today for the first set here. Cascade Christmas is back. They're a limited show this time, December 1st through 4th. There's a couple matinees. And, you know, we love to support local theater. So right now, they have a special package, because we did, you know, like KCNR likes to back them, where we have two tickets, two, free soda or water, and two large popcorns plus a gift. And, there we go. So, again, if you come and get these tickets, which we'd love for you to have, please bring us an unwrapped toy for a Toys for Tots. And it doesn't matter what the price is, just put it in the box when you come in, and we'd love to fill that up. So Nathan's going to be taking your call now, and you will be announced on the air.
Okay. We're here with Susan Wilson. We're talking
I want to talk about misinformation and how it fits into conspiracies, you know, and misinformation. Where does misinformation come from? I think we hit on it a little bit earlier.
Misinformation comes from national media sources.
National media sources. And I think that that's probably the biggest place.
Well,
mentioned government.
I think the government will put out information that's partly true.
Might be media. Incorrect. Yeah. So we have this whole balance of misinformation versus incorrect information.
And then there's social media, of course. I mean, you can read things on social media that are just totally, you know, like Alex Jones in his InfoWars saying Sandy Hook was a conspiracy, you know, saying it wasn't true. I mean, totally wrong. But he trumpeted that for years until they finally got him in the court and slam dunked him.
And many people believed him. Many.
You know what I did?
Was the guy who brought everybody over? Wasn't he also an Alex Jones who brought everybody over to an island and they all took cyanide?
Well, that was Jones?
Yeah.
Jones. No.
Was his first name?
Well, I don't know, but it was...
Okay, Jones.
It wasn't that.
But my point is, he got people to believe him.
Right, he did.
They're followers.
Religion yes. can play a place in misinformation.
Yeah. We all know with media, and we've seen
it... A cult. That was a cult.
Yes,
right.
People believed.
But it was a cult. And
you don't think there was any conspiracy with those?
Well, I think that the cult he had them to a point where they took cyanide and they drank the Kool-Aid and
they fed the Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid? It was Kool-Aid.
And they fed it to their kids. Uh-huh. And on that one, plus they killed a congressman and other people uh-huh. out there that came to visit it. But
Jim Jones,
right?
Good for you.
Right. So no, Alex Jones has InfoWar stations and all that, but talked about Sandy Hook.
So why do you think that the national media, because that's the first thing that came out of our mouths, why do you think that they adjust facts sometimes and develop these conspiracy thoughts around certain things that happen? Why do you think that happens?
Why do you think it happens?
I think it happens partly to get more people to listen.
Oh, yeah. If it bleeds, it leads. Mm-hmm. And when major news organizations, and it's not just TV, it's Wall Street, it's the New York Times, when they take one source, one unidentified source, and run it like it's true, mm-hmm. You only have to do that one or two times before people just don't believe it anymore, and they search for other places to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the fact that people have a tendency to read mm-hmm. what agrees with them.
Right. Read and listen to, I think. You know, so one of the things that I brought for you was some definitions that I found. And it talks about confirmation bias. In other words, what happens is our natural unconscious tendency is to accept information that agrees with or reinforces our already existing beliefs. We go looking for that information. So if we believe that the sky is falling, then we go look for information about why the sky is falling, and we ignore some of that other information that might contradict that. You know, and then the other thing that I really wanted to say about that was when we're actively searching for and interpreting information in our own ways, in our own biased ways, because each of us has biases. We'd all agree with that. We all come to the world with bias from the way we were raised, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, motivated reasoning includes selective looking for that information that confirms our belief. You know, it fails the search for information that complicates or conflicts with our beliefs. So we cherry pick this kind of information. And that's one of the reasons that we get sucked into things. I mean, no matter where you lie on the political scheme of things, you know, that's one way that you get kind of sucked in.
Well, you know,
because you listen to what you want to hear.
When you look at things like people that went into the Capitol buildings on January 6th, some of them are still in jail, haven't been to trial yet. Others have been found guilty of, you know, various lesser offenses. And then here's a Antifa Black Like Me rioter that sets a car on fire, a police car on fire. She's a lawyer from Eastern University, and she gets 11 months in jail. And these guys have been in jail for 2 years already and haven't even been to court.
And personally, I don't think that's right.
No, it's not right.
We got to quit holding people in jails.
And then that's...
I agree.
I mean, where are these guys going to go?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're going to have like 12 trackers on them as soon as they leave. But here's somebody that riots, burns a police car, and gets 11 months in jail. Now, she was disbarred from, and she was already a lawyer, she was disbarred from the New York state, so she can't practice law there. But see, all of these things fuel into people's mistrust of media. And, you know, why should I go read anything from the New York Times? Because I know where they're coming from. They are a very liberal slant. They publish things, and I'm just going to use Trump as an example. They publish things about this Russian dossier mm-hmm. and all these things that have been found to be untrue.
Mm-hmm.
The COVID thing where the Atlantic Monthly said, oh, it's time for an amnesty for everybody that, you know, that said businesses should be shut down and people, you know, at 3 years old wearing masks. And then the woman that wrote it said, yeah, I even wore a mask and it didn't do any good, you know, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, it's time for amnesty and we should just be forgiven for this.
Yeah, and you know, people say all kinds of things because we have all kinds of people that come from all kinds of places in their head. And one of the things that we have to do is learn to evaluate what people tell us. That's one of the things I think.
Well, that's when we come back from the break. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Let's talk about what we can do that when we hear something that is just kind of, you know, from our friends or neighbors, or you see it on something, how true is that really?
Yeah.
And, I mean... I've seen things, but okay, we'll talk about that.
We'll talk when we get back.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, I've been going there since I moved to Reading 15 years ago, and I've never had a bad haircut there. I've gone through changes in personnel, and nothing has changed. It's a veteran-owned business. I know what happens. It's stability in my life. When I walk in to get a haircut, I know I'm going to get a good haircut. The place is going to look the same. Same things are going to be on the TV. And no Dr. Phil, because it is man's last stronghold. And they work by appointment, so I can make my appointment, walk in, get my haircut, walk out, or I can just hang around. Give them a call at 530-244-9478, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the park from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
Come on down to Wind River Resort and Casino for the Tribal Treasure Mystery Bonus Progressive. With a chance to win up to $75,000. The more you play, the better your chances of winning.
Must use River Club card.
There are two jackpot levels with Lassen level starting at $2,000 and must hit by $10,000. Shasta level starts at $10,000 and must hit by $75,000. Look for stickers with all three tribal symbols on qualifying slot machines and play to win using your River Club card. Fun your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
All right. Love it. Welcome back to our morning show here on KTNR. How are you today? This is the 21st of November, and we have a beautiful day ahead of us here with our weather in the North State and a wonderful week, Thanksgiving week. We know that people are visiting, coming into town that are here and enjoying the Garden of Lights and enjoying being with family members.
Festival of Lights.
Absolutely. Garden of Lights.
Oh, it's Garden of Lights?
Yes. Thank you. But go ahead.
I thought it was Festival of Lights.
It's conspiracy theory. We're here with Susan talking about conspiratorial thinking.
Wait a minute. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because it's
we
G-O-L.
We need to check her facts on that.
Yeah, G-O-L. Okay. Let me see. I'm going to look it up now because now you're giving me.
Susan, we're talking about conspiracy theories and all that. But conspiracy theories goes across the gamut.
It does. Of
people. And I mean it's not restricted to one race, economic. Okay, Red and Garden of Lights. Okay, you got it.
She won. She won. Thank you.
We don't win. We keep, nobody wins.
Keep score?
Nobody gets out of this alive.
Okay.
But this cuts across all economic.
It does.
Economic,
it does.
Racial, religious.
Everybody. So, I mean, one of the points I think I wanted to make is that each of us is an individual. We become that individual based on the way we were raised, where we were raised, who we were raised with, what we read,
exactly.
What school we went
yes.
to, and we become that person. And, you know, that goes back to that whole little bit earlier discussion we had when we talked about confirmation bias. You know, we go after the information that we want to hear, and about motivated reasoning, and that is we want to hear that information. You know, those two go together really well. So the thing that happens in my family, and this will happen at our Thanksgiving table this year because my sister is one of these people
okay.
who knows everything.
Okay.
Luckily, she's on a sailing boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean as we speak, but she will be back for Thanksgiving, she
okay.
told me. And she'll talk about stuff, and if you say something,
if she's in the middle of the Atlantic in a sailboat, she won't be back here.
Well, she's actually in Bermuda today, she's just getting there. But what will happen is if you say something that contradicts what she says, she goes, "And what are your facts? Where did you get that information?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a real fact checker, and I think that it pays all of us to do fact checking. You know, and I think that there was a lot of fact-checking around. I mean, one of the conspiracies you talked about that you call a conspiracy is the whole issue of COVID. And, you know, as we checked facts, the facts showed some different things than what came out publicly initially.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people would say, well, we learned a lot about COVID as it went by.
Right.
And we didn't maybe react fast enough. I mean, but other people will say different things. So,
well, people that lost their jobs, people that were canceled off of YouTube, Twitter, all these accounts before saying that the vaccine or these, you know, cloth masks don't work, that all of these things that were being, you know, they were being castigated, they were being, you know, they were talking about putting people into quarantine jails. I mean, this is how far it went to this. And yet, as it went along, cloth masks didn't work. The vaccine, that was the silver bullet. The only thing that would do is, would that keep you from catching it? No. It just, mm-hmm. you know, it might make it, you know, easier
less,
on you.
Less bad.
Less bad. I mean, The VA told me I had COVID. After 2.5 years of this, they told me I had COVID a few weeks back in September. And I went, no, I don't. And they, you know, just as, you know, when you tell them, no, I don't. They don't know how to handle that. Oh, well, that's what the test says. And then they want to know how long my nose had been running. I didn't want to tell them a year because of allergies.
Yeah, somebody.
So I made up a day, and they said, would you mind quarantining yourself? I said, sure. And for 3 days, Linda remembers.
Right.
I quarantined myself.
Separate room.
Separate. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a separate room.
Yeah, you slept
room.
In the bedroom.
No, I did not.
You slept in a guest
no,
room.
No, I did not. I did not sleep in. Oh, did I sleep?
Yes, for three
one
nights.
Night. One night.
3 nights. I don't know. Why do I have to?
I don't know. I think I'm going with Linda anyway, on this
okay.
now, man.
You know,
slept in a guest bedroom
anyway,
for 3 nights.
It was, and then I took a test on Saturday. Didn't have it. I didn't have COVID. However, what I'm saying is it a conspiracy theory when the government pushes out facts and at the same time you're seeing facts from doctors and universities? They're pushing back against this, but when they published them, they were told they were going to lose their jobs.
So, see, I call that fact-checking, you know, and there are even eight organizations that do fact-checking. You know, the one that I use is this one called rumorguard.org, mm-hmm. and you go there and they...
You don't use Snopes?
Huh?
You don't use Snopes?
No, I don't use Snopes.
Yeah, they are so biased.
Yeah. So one of the things that I wanted to spend just a moment on was why do people fall for conspiracy theories? So I brought you a cheat sheet on that. And one is that sometimes conspiracy theories are really compelling stories. You know, they're interesting, they're exciting, they're mm-hmm. different, you know. And I think that's... I mean, I remember when the planes ran into the Twin Towers, and I was teaching yoga at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning in at Kangaroo Courts, which is not Kangaroo Courts anymore.
Uh-huh.
But I was teaching yoga there, and I remember somebody came in and said, you know, a plane ran into a big building in New York, and I thought, go away.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, I wasn't going to believe it because it didn't go with the way that I believe, you mm-hmm. know, so compelling stories. And then, and you were talking about this, Carl, simplified explanations. You know, sometimes it's really hard to take one of those complex theories like, and this is the one that we used here, was COVID. And it's really complicated, and we don't have all the information. And so we tend to make very simplified explanations or simplified thoughts, like wear a mask, you won't get it, would be a simplification of COVID. Yeah. Do you see where I'm coming from with this?
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm not saying that the government's always right or always wrong, but I am saying that we tend to make things more simple so that we understand it. And then motivated reasoning is we go after stuff that we want. We only search for the information that we want, you know. So once somebody says, well, cloth masks don't work, then we look for all the information that says cloth masks mm-hmm. don't work
right.
or masks don't work, period, or masks shouldn't be worn. And then do you see how you can
right.
move that along the continuum, so to speak. And then one of the things they talk about why people fall for conspiracy theories is that it gives you a sense of belonging.
Yes.
Well, my family says that. My
right.
friend says that. You know, the people I hang with say that. So it gives you a sense of belonging. And then...
Well, people tend to hang with people
yes.
that...
Like minds.
Yes.
Like minds.
Yes.
You know, when you don't, if three couples have, you know, think along one line and the fourth one doesn't, it can cause consternation
mm-hmm.
if it's brought up.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not brought up, let's just say politics. If it's not brought up, then there's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But once it's brought up, once something is said, it's not forgotten.
That's right.
It's not... I don't
shrugged
know if
the, off.
It's not shrugged off. It doesn't mean you can't go out and still go out with all the
mm-hmm.
same group of people again, but it's still there.
Right.
It is still there.
And we know the holidays is a time where that really shows up.
Where I saw people that had, and this isn't especially a conspiracy theory, when Obama was elected or Trump was elected, people wouldn't go out and be with their families on Thanksgiving because you'd voted for that person,
mm-hmm.
Trump or Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't be with them if they're going to do that.
If they're like that.
I mean,
that's the way they think.
I know. I mean, that to me, I find that so strange. I can't imagine not seeing mm-hmm. my sister or my brother-in-law mm-hmm. or my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kids all think like us, but... Or my cousin. My cousin is very, very liberal.
Mm-hmm.
I would no sooner not see Rebecca at Thanksgiving than
exactly.
I would, you know, not see the kids.
Yeah.
Because I figure we can
yeah.
agree to disagree.
And I think that you've hit the nail on the head. Agree to disagree, you know. And one of the things that I always say to people is you can agree. You can have that difficult conversation. You can agree to disagree as a result of that conversation. But the more you learn about what the other person's saying, Rebecca, let's use Rebecca, your cousin.
Yeah.
I mean, you listen to her, and you probably actually do learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it changes your mind, but you go, whoa, never thought about it that way. You know, so you add something into your, you move away from that.
Yeah.
That.
There's been many times that mm-hmm. I've heard things on this show that mm-hmm. causes me to go back and look and research.
Look it up.
and I go, well, you know what? They're right. So, you know, so to say that listening to people doesn't move you in a certain direction, if nothing else, it opened your mind up a little bit to hear different things.
If you listen.
It doesn't hurt you. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not going to make you a bad person to do that. But to be able to listen to very ardent supporters of the same theory, but from both sides,
mm-hmm.
and that becomes a little bit harder
mm-hmm.
because, you know, they will die on that hill.
Mm-hmm.
They will die on that hill about that. So,
and I think politics is a big is
one.
Really a good example of that, you know. And we know that the media plays politics, and we know that we have different stations or different groups that speak those different politics. Makes it difficult.
Okay, got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Is religion?
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
why do you need an updated COVID-19 booster? Because your risk of getting very sick goes up with age, and boosters can help lower the chance of severe outcomes. Visit the Wintu Cultural Tribal Center at 4755 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake on Saturday, December 3rd from 12 noon until 6:30 p.m., keeping your immunity strong. This community clinic is brought to you by the California Department of Public Health and MyTurn.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. You can play that for all throughout, you know, underneath our voice through the rest of the show. Okay. Hey, welcome
you
back
love
to
that song.
I do love that song. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow, Trish Clark will join us, and she has a full complement of people to be with her. 8:50 in the morning. Today is the 21st of November. It's going to be a beautiful week, and we have two more tickets.
Absolutely. All right. So we, of course, earlier in the program, we talked about the Cascade Theater that we absolutely love. The Cascade Christmas is back. All new production, written by Lizzie, who was the former, Mrs. Santa Claus. And she's brilliant, so I'm sure it's going to be a great show. More of a limited run this time. It's December 1st through 4th, and there's a couple of, daytime shows, et cetera.
They're already fine.
Yeah, so we've got – this is including two tickets, two popcorns, two Cokes, and a free gift. So I just want to make sure, Nathan, when you're taking this call, that they're going to be able to drop a present off in our Toys for Tots.
Yeah, and it doesn't have,
unwrapped,
expensive toy. It just has to be something that a kid can use, you know, have something under the tree. Our listeners do that.
Congratulations, whoever that is. We'll mention your name in a minute.
Okay, we're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and we're talking about conspiracy theories and that, but you're partner who's not here today because she says she has
COVID. Tested positive with COVID.
Oh, come on. You know what? We've all had COVID. We've all had COVID.
Technically, I have not.
Well, you know what? I bet if you check your antibodies, you've got them. So, anyway, that to me...
Well, I also have five injections in my arm.
Well, see, that to me was something, instead of checking to see if, you know, talking about, how many people had it, they should have taken a 10,000 or 100,000 people and who's, you know, not been vaccinated or whatever, and check them for antibodies. I would bet you that you'd have a strong percentage of our American population that had them because they had it and didn't even know it, or they thought they had the flu or something else. And so it's a lot more widespread than we ever knew.
Yeah, I think one of the issues is we actually don't really know how long the antibodies last in people, and since each person is different, antibodies last different lengths of time.
Anyway, okay, your partner called in.
My partner called in
with a question,
and her comment was, she goes, "Susan, you go on the Carl Bott show,
Carl Bott and Linda Bott,
show." And we take a more liberal view on many things, Carl, compared to where you stand and where Linda stands. She tends to be, I think, a little more liberal than you, I would guess. But and yet we get along. Marilyn really feels that, because she feels that she's much more liberal than maybe even I am. And she feels like you all get along. The two of you get along really well.
You know why? And I'll tell you why. Because she said something one day in here. And I said, that's not true. And I gave the reasons why. And she says, oh, I didn't know that. And when she did that, I said, now here's somebody that's willing to listen. Because I actually knew what she was talking about, and I knew the statistics on it. And then she backed up, and she said, well, I did not know that. And here's the thing is, you can talk to people and disagree, just like we said. It doesn't make you a bad person to not get angry and just say, you know what, there's out of 20 things, there's going to be 5 things that we disagree on. Because the other 15 things are what every American believes in. They believe in wanting to have, you know, a job, a home. They want a, you know, a safe country. You know, everybody believes pretty
much.
Yeah,
we have a common.
Yes, everybody has a common hierarchy of needs that we all work for. The question is how we get there. Reparations. I have a real problem with reparations because now they're breaking down the African Americans to not even African Americans because of this of the slavery thing. They're breaking them into different groups, and if you are a descendant and can prove it of somebody that was a slave, you get this much. Now, what is this much? What does it mean? Just you just give cash? So what happens, in my opinion, if you give all this cash out and nothing changes? The schools don't get any better. The education doesn't get any better. The jobs don't get any better. What does that do?
Yeah. But to go back to, you know, what started this conversation was we need to listen to each other. And we need to realize that, sometimes I'm right and sometimes you're right. And we need to make that come together, I think, a little bit better in our world. I mean, the elections always make me take a deep breath.
Well, here's the bottom line. Okay, so you're sitting across the table from your grandfather or your aunt or a cousin or whatever. You have to open your mind. I think when you travel to another country, you have to open your mind. You cannot be, it's my way or the highway. You could be.
But you don't get anywhere when you do it that way.
When it's my way or the highway, you then are living in a narrow-mindedness. And as we all know, I mean, any of those who read or search for the truth or would like to embrace different cultures or know how the world works or when did you decide that you were going to be gay or whatever it is, picking out when did you decide that you were going to become a born-again. Let's go down the list. When, you know, decisions of life. Listening with an open heart. Listening with, oh, okay, well, that's for you. It's not for me. But all right, it gets. I can hear what you have to say about your stance on something.
So you're really talking about being open to hearing other things, not necessarily taking them and making changing your mind. But being open.
Look what's happening with the World Cup.
I know, isn't that interesting?
It's really a fascinating thing for our world to watch for the World Cup.
Yes.
It is dividing.
When they cut out beer sales, they've got thousands of cases of beer in wherever they're having this at,
but
Dubai
I was
or whatever.
Something.
And they cut off all alcohol 2 days before they were getting
but
ready
I
to have
the World
Cup. But
I was watching something where there were some people from America that were there and they did get beer. So I don't know where it was from, but they anyway, not that the but
it wasn't the alcohol.
It's not that. It's just
non-alcoholic beer.
It's what your.
Why would you drink non-alcoholic beer? That's like having. Anyway.
Some people.
Go ahead.
Some people will bring wine. I've had that happen before. That they are. What do you want to call it? The gone through AA and they're recovering. Always recovering. Once you come forward and go through that. But would come to a party and bring a bottle of wine that was non-alcoholic so she could drink that in a wine glass and feel like she was with the crowd. Whatever you got to do to get through it. That's
Susan,
it.
We got about a minute. So tell us, you can have the final say.
This is what I say as a final say. I say each of us is different. We come with our own biases that we developed as we grew up. What we need to do in our world is especially think about doing better at listening to other people and hearing what they have to say. And not necessarily changing our mind, but expanding our base of knowledge. That's what I would say.
I think, and I agree. Be able to listen to other people. You don't have to take on their beliefs, but you can listen to other people, and nod your head and smile.
Right. And sometimes you believe some of what they say, and you don't believe other things that they say. But you have to keep your listening tuned in, I think. And I think that you have to look at a variety of areas, not just listen to one person, but listen to a lot of different people and explore the amount of knowledge that we have available in this world today, which is stunning. I mean,
oh, no.
There's a stunning amount.
On your